Julie Manila. Fight Culture Podcast. Hosted by Carl DeMessa and Jesse Reyes.
Hello, goodbye for Lales. Hello from Hello, Destroy goodbye. Manila.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Hi, good talking goodbye. To you again. Yeah. Sa wakas, natuloy din.
At long last.
We last saw you sa your Cersei 30 and where you had like three fighters on the card. We wanted this interview because we had so many interesting discussions dun sa arena. And we wanted to continue that today. First of all, we wanted to ask you, just as a quick introduction sa mga listeners ng podcast, can you tell us about your roots briefly in martial arts and how you got started and eventually what led you to becoming a teacher and a instructor in MMA?
So when we're talking about my roots, the first thing talaga na dapat mong banggitin is I am foremost an Aikidoka. Yun ang number one na background ko. I started training in Aikido in around 1990. Under ako before ng PASAI, ng Philippine Association for Sports Aikido, which turns out eventually to become yung Combat Aikido by Master Monching Gabilenio. So, those were during my college days. But way before that, I have brothers kasi na yung mga old school na karatekas. Have you guys remember that during those times, especially mga OFW Pinoys,
yeah,
yung mga lalaki, mga OFW na Pilipino, usually pag nag-aabroad, pag nagsa Saudi Arabia, ang nagiging libangan nila doon, nagkakarate sila.
Oo.
I have two brothers na nagkarate sa Saudi. So pagbalik nila, nagtuturo-turo ng mga basic stuff. Tawag ang observation ko nga doon yung one pong karate, yung susuntukin ka niya, babla ka isa, susuntok ka pabalik. Yun lang yun. That's the only karate na natutunan ko without nakata.
Yeah.
Tapos I had this background in Arnis during the high school days. Way back talaga mahilig na ako sa martial arts. Although yung Aikido nga, siya yung pinaka matagal ko naging ensayo. Tapos, during my college days, lahat ng PE ko, I trained in martial arts. Simply because naging katuliran ko, I can learn basketball sa kahit nasa saang kanto eh.
Okay.
I can learn, table tennis. So, ginawa ko, I studied judo, I studied wonwado, I studied arnis sa Mapua before. Lahat ng PEs ko is martial arts. Doon ako nag-start. And eventually, 1990s, hindi na ako huminto. Tuloy-tuloy na yung paghahanap ko ng bawat martial arts na nag-i-exist before sa Pilipinas yata. Kasi medyo sinuwerte ako na nakapag-travel din ako sa Pilipinas to look for mga teachers. Mostly mga bastonero, mga arnis instructors. Then, kickboxing, Muay Thai, under kami dati kay Captain Hilo. Hindi ko na maalala kung ano yung rango niya. Hindi ko alam kung ano yung rango niya ngayon or if he still is alive. Yung International Amateur Muay Thai Federation, kundi ako nagkakamali, kami yung isa sa mga pinakauna dati na nagkaroon ng opportunity na mag-convert into Muay Thai. Member din ako ng isang group na nagpa-practice ng JKD Concept, Jeet Kune Do. Tapos yan, tuloy-tuloy na lang yun. Hindi na ako naalis sa martial arts. That's it, basically.
Wow. Hindi halatang 90s ka pa nag-start.
Hindi halatang 90s. I would take this as a compliment. Thank you, pare. Thank you.
I think martial arts keeps gabay young.
Yep, and the wifey too.
Well, can you tell us about yung sagupaan systems? We're very curious about that.
Wow.
After that, your title of gabay. How did that come?
Okay, there was a time nga kasi diba that I was practicing several different martial arts. I also trained in Wing Chun, nakapag nagtuturo ako ng Filipino art. So, alam naman natin na before, napaka-importante ng title sa traditional martial arts. Like when you're teaching Aikido, they would call you sensei. Kapag nasa Chinese martial arts ka, they would call you sifu.
Yes.
Filipino arts, tao si guru. Diba? Nagkaroon ng pagkakataon na nagkikita-kita yung mga estudyante ko and they were talking about me na hindi nila alam na ako na pala yung pinag-uusapan nila. I mean, somebody was talking about, oh, si Sifu ganyan, oh, si Gabay, si Sensei ganyan. Sige. Tapos na magkita-kita kami sa isang lugar, sa isang event na, sa isang gathering ko, nagkagulat pa sila na magkakakila, na kilala nila pala ako parehas. So, sabi ko, parang napaka, well, I can't find the right word right now. Pero yung, I'd rather have one title na lang na gamitin kasi yung kung ano pa yung natawag sa akin ng estudyante, and that would make it easier then. So I took the inspiration sa Filipino arts na sabi ko I'd like to promote the Filipino arts naman. Rather than instead of being called in different titles, sabi ko mas feel ko na tawagin na lang nila akong Gabay.
Yeah.
I claimed it for myself. Ang katwiran ko lang kasi is, yun naman talaga lang ako eh. Hindi naman ako master or maestro or guru or, I'm just a guide. All I can do is just open up the doors for them. Pero sila pa din naman yung magbubukas at papasok doon eh. Diba? Hindi, ayoko nung concept ng spoon feeding sa martial arts. Bubuksan ko yung pintuan, hawa kami yung doorknob, tulak mo pa rin siya. Tapos ikaw pa rin yung magpapasok doon. Ikaw pa rin yung maglalakbay towards your goal eh. I can be walking with you along the way, pero ang objective is buksan ko lang yung pintuan, guide you where you wanted to go. So that doon ang galing yung salitang gabay. Yung sagupaan system naman, I have this group of friends, si Sensei Oliver Domingo, saka si Sensei Romel Lagasca. Both of them are practitioner ng traditional martial arts. American Taekwondo yung isa and Shoto Karate. Si Sensei Oliver is from Kyokushin lineage and black several degree black belt in Taekwondo. Both are Filipino martial arts practitioner under sila. Si Sensei Romel is kay Grandmaster Presas.
Yeah, Remy Presas.
So medyo malalim din yung roots ng dalawang yon. Tapos parehas tong guy na to is in love din talaga sa very passionate din talaga sa training. Nagkasama-sama kami before when we were working as a bouncer sa club sa Makati. Before that, magkakakilala na kami, nagma-martial arts na kami together.
Tapos sorry, Gabay. Sorry.
Yes.
Let me interrupt you. What year yung
pagba-bouncer?
Yeah.
Itong pagba-bouncer ko year 2000.
Okay.
2000, wait. Teka ha, nali. Temple Days, 2008,
Temple,
2011.
Temple Days? Temple, yep. Wow, okay.
Temple Days, saka yung Embassy.
Okay.
Kami yung very first na bouncer. Ako yung very first bouncer sa Embassy. Yung dry run nila, ako yung kinuha ni Boss Don.
Oh my God. That seems like a whole story in itself. I'm sure you've seen. Grabe yung dami siguro ng mga interesante. But
magandang topic yan.
Oh, anyway, na bang separate episode? Yes.
Yun na, napag-usapan namin na we would like to keep training. Bawat isa sa amin, may kanya-kanya kaming curriculum na pinapalo. So, I have my own curriculum. I called my group before yung Applied Arts Alliance. That's simply because ang idea ko is whatever the martial arts is, dapat applicable siya in fighting. Dapat functional siya. Si Sensei Oliver, yun yung pangalan ng grupo niya, yung Sagupaan. Si Sensei Romel has his own group then. Tapos I like the concept of Sagupaan. Sagupaan simply means an encounter. Parang doesn't matter kung sa ground, doesn't matter kung stand up, doesn't matter kung with weapons yan. Pag nagkaroon tayo ng encounter, that's it. Yun lang yung usapan doon eh. So ginawa namin, pinagsama-sama namin yung curriculum. Tapos, inupuan namin yung ng several days. Tapos, inayos namin kung ano yung gagamitin namin na training methodology para sa mga estudyante. Hanggang sa napagkasunduan na medyo nag-lean towards sila dun sa, ano, sa training methodology ko. Tapos, in-insert namin yung mga magagandang part din ng training nila. Doon nabuo yung system ng sagupaan. It is a very, very, what you call this, non-linear na training.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos wala siyang ano, hindi siya striking lang, hindi siya grappling lang. Mostly the concept is for self-defense. Pero naging very applicable din naman siya sa MMA.
Meron din ba siyang parang mga belt systems katulad ng mga ibang traditional martial arts?
Ang pinalo namin na sistema ng ranking is yung dinevelop ko na ranking system. Tagalog eh. We called it the Baguhan, Bihasa, Malaya. Baguhan ranking, beginner. Bihasa, the expert. Malaya is the free man. Naging ganun yung concept kasi after yung black belt, parang sa pakiramdam ko yan yung malaya na sistema eh. Parang ang ginawa namin dyan is if you are a black belt and you want to start teaching na, even though you are under sagupaan, even though you're under our group, you are free to teach the way you are comfortable teaching it. You may stick with the curriculum or you may make your own curriculum na hindi kami makikialam. We will just guide you or answer your question if you have questions. Kasi each person is sui generis, eh. Di ba? Parang lahat ng tao, it's a man of its own, eh.
Yeah.
Hindi mo pwedeng i-blueprint ikaw sa estilo ko or siya sa estilo niya, sa estilo ng ibang tao. So, dun pa lang, binibigyan ka na namin ng freedom to express kung paano mo gagawin yung training mo or yung curriculum mo or yung pagtuturo mo. So, medyo may, kaya tawag ko doon, malaya. So, baguhan. Sa baguhan, we have 3 levels. Baguhan 1, 2, and 3. Sa expert level, we have 1 and 2. Then sa malaya, we have yung isang level lang. So ganun. Technically, we have just six levels.
It's very interesting, Gabay, especially yung malaya level. If I may ask, I would like to know how many malayas you have na. I mean, in terms of, obviously, it's a very, how many malayas you have?
Wala pa.
Pero it's a very pang interesting ano na eventually you can the system evolves dahil nga you give the freedom to your masters to eventually take the art wherever they want to go,
diba? In whatever direction they would like to, diba? Sa totoo lang, meron ng isa na nag attempt.
How does one reach that level of malaya? Meron bang parang some kind of challenge?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's the fun part. Kagaya ng mga typical na mga traditionalist na martial arts, meron tayong examinations. Sa malaya part, I can't give you on air yung ano yung mga details ng ginagawa namin. Mm. Pero part nun is you have to play. Makikipaglaro ka dun sa tatlong pillars ng sagupaan, which is ako, si Sensei Oliver, and si Sensei Romel.
Does that mean it seems to me na parang kumite siya? Para siyang
yes.
Oo, parang ganun. So, oo, parang spark yung dire-diretso.
Yes, spar session 'yun, no.
Oh.
Medyo masaya siya kasi remember when we developed this system, it was developed not for MMA. Pwede lang siyang gamitin sa MMA, pero it was really made for self-defense. So the approach we have is really kind of different. Medyo
especially si Sensei. Hindi siya masyadong sport oriented, Gabay?
Hindi. Oo. Pero pwede mo siyang i-convert. Kaya lang I don't want to convert it into a committed point system style. I still like the way I was taught by my teachers kasi I love the concept ng Filipino arts talaga. So yes, you have to go play with the killers, yung tatlong kasama ko. Ay, dalawang kasama ko sa kasakin.
So, how does that work? Does the candidate challenge you? O parang feeling ko ready na ako, pwede bang mag-session tayo?
Actually yun yung talaga yung hinahingi namin. Hindi namin ino-offer sa estudyante. It is being asked for.
Interesting.
If you are, kapag sumusubaybay ka ng Filipino martial arts, may isang simpleng concept din na sinasabi nga namin na sa walong bilog ng buwan, in 8 months, yun yung katanong, dapat lahat ng kayang ituro ng isang teacher na ituro nyo sa estudyante. Yun lang naman yung kailangan. A student doesn't need several years of training under a teacher. He will need the guidance for a lifetime. Pero he doesn't need yung several years. You just need 8 months. And after that, walong bilog ng buwan, lahat ng pwedeng i-transfer sa yung knowledge na kuha mo na. Nasa sayo na lang yun kung paano mo siya i-hone yung skills or yung ability. You get the idea?
Yeah.
No, let me say this na konsepto naman ng, let's say, ng mga grappling arts natin. After 8 months siguro, kung tuloy-tuloy nag-iinsayo yung bata o yung practitioner, all the basics and all the basic passes, the submissions, the counters, nakita mo na yon. Pero you need a lifetime for you to develop those stuff na nakita mo na. Kaya kailangan mo pa rin yung teacher. So, am I making sense?
Yeah.
Parang, ganun namin i-develop yung ano. Yeah.
Kaya kailangan mo pa rin yung teacher. You need a gabay for a lifetime.
We would love to, kupang may nag-challenge sa inyo na malaya,
we would love to be there.
Actually, hindi naman siya talaga challenge eh. Parang, it is more, tama yung term ba na challenge? Parang, before, it's around 2012, my nephew wanted to get the title na. Sabi niya he's ready for it na daw. Tapos siguro 2 weeks off dun sa actual na exam day niya. Which called yun yung pinaka easiest way to define it, exam day niya. He had a good, really good spar with me. Ng kickbox and ng weapons. So when we're talking about weapons, we're talking about harness, espada, idaga, single baston, tapos weapons against no weapons. After that day, pag-uwi namin, he called me up and said na hindi pa daw siya ready. Kasi sa akin ako pala yung nakakaspar niya, hindi pa nakakaspar sila since Oliver siya kasi nagbago isip. Kaya hanggang ngayon nasa sa level 2 pa lang yung ranking na pinakamataas sa grupo.
And you never encourage them pagkatapos ganun. Di, okay ka na. You can challenge me again. Walang ganun.
Ano yung sense? Diba? Binuksan ko na yung pinto. Lalakakin na lang ngayon. Ipuntahan na lang ngayon.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, exactly. Yun yung natin doon. Of course, sasabihin ko sa kanya kung ano yung mga nakita kong mistakes. Ano yung mga napansin ko na dapat ayusin namin. Pero ang usapan dito, siya pa rin yung lalakad papunta doon sa goal niya.
Ah, so interesting. Grabe.
Very interesting.
Medyo makaluma talaga yung sistema namin.
It's fascinating.
These people prepares for this like an MMA fighter. Magugulat ka kasi grabe yung preparation nila for endurance, yung preparation nila for the techniques. Kasi they look at this as a fight. So nakakatawa din. So when they claimed that they wanted it na, nagpe-prepare sila. Hindi sila nagkakabisado ng mga presets of movements. They're actually preparing themselves, they're actually increasing their attributes, yung speed nila, reaction time nila. They're actually immersing themselves into a lot of sparring sessions kasi alam nila na yun yung mangyayari. Ang magiging kaibahan lang nila is meron kaming mga games kami na it's gonna be 1-2, it's gonna be with weapon without weapons, with uneven weapons, long stick against a daga, or with a boxing lang ang gagamitin niya against me who's gonna go kickbox and grapple. So ganun yung setup namin. or we could play in a confined space. Depende kasi yan sa mapagkakasunduan ng nung tatlong pillars eh.
Gabay, it's so interesting, yes, when you say, because with a deep martial arts na Filipino traditional background, how do you, now that you have Cage Fitness and you're training MMA fighters, ano nakikita mong adaptation dapat mangyari sa traditional martial arts for it to be functional in a sport setting like MMA? And how have you done that to your fighters?
Ako personally, I sabi nga siya, I'm a Filipino martial artist talaga. Yung boxing system namin dito na ginagamit is very much influenced by the Filipino arts, meaning I love to teach my people here to do arnis. Nagbabastan yung ibang mga estudyante ko dito. Kasi ang paniniwala ko, if you would really, really think about it, yung mga nagpapalo ng baston, the stick can travel around, what, 3 to 4 times faster than the hand pagdating sa sparring, di ba? Yun yung speed because of the leverage that it creates. Eh. So, if I can block a palo ng stick, if I can see it coming and be able to execute a block, definitely magmumukhang slow motion para sa akin, yung basic na jab and cross. Magiging better yung reaction ko.
Yeah, that translates into the speed, yung reaction yeah. time mo.
Mm-hmm. Tapos, if I can deliver several blows using yung double sticks ko, bakit mahihirapan pa ako sa combinations ng boxing, na jab, cross, and hook, and uppercuts lang naman. Samantala, mas complicated ang movement, yung sinawali system ng arnis. I have several friends from the US na sabi nga nila, sobrang sophisticated daw ng arnis system natin. Sobrang ganda. Sobrang nakakarito yung sinawali system natin ng arnis na if you can only apply it daw sa empty hand, magiging malaking advantage daw. Sabi ko, hindi na siya question of kung kaya mo ba siyang i-execute sa empty hand eh. Kasi once you have it in your system, it will just naturally flow eh. Ando na yun, hindi na dapat problemahin pa yun. Sabi nga nila, kaya doon natural na magagaling na boxing ngayon ang Pinoy dahil we are good at knife fighting. Dahil yun naman talaga yung natural na natin eh. Natural na weapon natin eh. We need those weapons, the knife and the sticks during the times kasi siya yung available sa atin. By the way, madalas tong part ng... Have you heard of my workshop dito, di ba? Yung striking protocol.
Yeah, your striking protocol, tsaka yung ground.
That striking protocol kasi, palagi kong nagbibigay ng lecture na kung ano yung mga influences behind different striking systems. Kung ano yung dahilan kung bakit ganun yung method nila. So sabi ko nga, yung Pilipino, kaya by nature is maayos yung mga punches natin kasi yung background natin is gamit yung kamay natin. Natural tayong ambidextrous, natural tayong, kasi nga, because of the weapons, kasi dahil yung trabaho natin dati, I mean, magsasaka tayo dati, mangangaso tayo dati, mangingisda tayo dati, at meron common denominator yon. Lahat yun may nakasukbit na itak sa balakang. Diba? So lahat yun, kailangan able to wield that weapons. So, no choice ka, yun ang kailangan practicein. Because of that, naging maganda yung control natin sa kamay natin. So yun yung ginagamit ko ngayon sa concept pagdating sa boxing namin dito. We do box. We treat the jab and the cross like a weapon na system. Parang imagine mo if you're throwing me a jab and a cross na mayroon kang knife na kahit gas lang inabot ko, sigurado dudugo ako. You get the idea. At pag dumugo ako, sabi ko nga, every time you bleed, you age. pag nag-age ka, pag nag-age ka, babagal ka, babagal reactions mo, babagal, hihina yung suntok mo. So dapat, hanggat maaari, you never let your opponent touch you.
Very interesting.
Ng striking system namin dito.
Very interesting application in ng concepts ng Filipino martial art. I never thought that posible pala yun. I mean, I've seen... I've seen people na yung open hand ng Filipino martial Chinese arts, they've used it in grappling and all, pero yung ganito na pati sa boxing. Thought that was it.
Interesting. No? Just essentially parang even the other traditional martial arts are having a resurgence MMA, di ba? By like si Stephen Thompson with his karate.
Yeah.
Kung Lei showed us how kung fu is effective in ano, di ba? Like Kwando.
Ay, nabanggit ko na rin naman yan during yung usap, pag-uusap natin last time sa Araneta, di ba? Hindi mo naman kailangan itapon yung traditional martial arts mo eh. You have to re-equip it. Kailangan mo siyang ayusin. Tapos, ang ayusin mo din yung mentality mo when it comes to delivering those techniques. Tapos, you should be very, very honest with yourself when you are testing it. Hindi pwedeng because my teacher told me this will work, it's supposed to work. Hindi na applicable ngayon yun eh. Kailangan you have to put the technique under pressure, under test, and see if it actually works.
Yeah, yun and there are just so many, parang just downright bullshit martial arts na. This is the only thing that I need, di ba?
Actually, isa ako sa pinaka-nasasaktan dyan because I still love doing my Aikido. I love doing my Aikido. Kaya lang, talagang grabe naman kasi yung iba. These people are trying to make other people fly using their chi energy. Di ba?
the mga choryok master.
They're throwing their chi balls away from other people. Tapos yung mga tao naman, tinamaan ng chi ball, nagugulong at nanginginig-ginig sa floor. Eh. So medyo...
I think yung pinaka-recent na ano yan, Gabay, yung manifestation yan is yung Chinese MMA fighter against that Tai Chi master, di ba?
Oh, grabe. I think it's $1 million challenge pa ba yun? Di ba? May mga challenges pa sila na...
May mga challenges pa? Oh, my God.
May perang involved doon. There was some money involved there. Tapos, I'm not sure, pero I've read somewhere that the Chinese government is actually protecting the Tai Chi master.
The Tai Chi master because it's a whole industry, di ba?
It's their culture. Yun na na-question din eh, yung kultura nila eh. So, they're actually protecting it ngayon. I don't know ano na yung bagong kwento doon, pero alam mo, sayang.
In a modern age, Gabay, parang people would rather bury their heads in the sand than learn more effective self-defense techniques.
Ayaw tanggapin yung bago.
Have you ever encountered somebody na ganun na sobrang
involved sa development ng inner power?
Ganyan. Tapos, you know... Have you had arguments with people? Ganyan.
Yes. So, meron. Ang dami. Pero funny is I believe them. And I'm actually convinced that they have it. Pero sila din naman, alam din nila na they will get a run for their money kapag ginamit nila yon sa actual na fight. Alam mo yung wala silang pretense, wala silang misconception na this would make me survive a rumble fight. So I have these people who does what you call this? Yung mga holistic and alternative healing people. I like
that. Yeah. They're
nice. Bilib ako dyan.
For exercise.
Yep, for exercise, sobra. Meron din akong nakakita na rin ako ng mga kakaibang feats pagdating dyan. There is this group until I found somebody who can scientifically debunk this, sobrang bilib ako sa kanila. Have you heard of this Tetada Kalimasada?
Hindi pa.
Yeah, I think I've heard that before.
Ano yan? Tell us about it.
This group is... focused on opening up your chakras. They have very, very minimal martial arts. They would teach you to read the colors of your chakra, of your aura. Grabe, di ba? Umaattend ako sa kanila dati. Isa sa pinaka nakakatuwa na nakita ko is we do have this experiment na they have these two sets of what you call this? Tomato. Kamatis, tapos naka-vacuum seal siya, naka-plastic siya. Pinirmahan namin yung mga plastic para alam na hindi mapapalitan. Tapos everyday, yung mag-iinsayo, yung isang side ng kamatis, binobombard ng master. ng good energy, ng healing energy. Every day ginagawa niya 'yon. After one week, okay, yung kabilang sa isang batch ng kamatis bulok na isa hindi pa.
Precious new. Interesting. I totally believe that. It's no doubt na may energies tayo beyond the physical. Yung question pa lang talaga is, why do some people believe that it can help you during a fight?
Oo, yun na yung magiging problema. They told me that they can use it sa martial arts and stuff like that, pero
has it improved their jabs or their straights?
medyo questionable yung part na yon, di ba? Yun nga. Anyway, nung makita ko yon, sabi ko, what, no questions, they can do this. Ang problema ko lang is, can they actually pull it up sa fight? Personally, sabi ko, hindi. Huwag na masyadong magalit sa akin yung grupo. Meron, sa Aikido rin kasi, meron kaming nagiging usapan na you can actually extend your chi energy to a point na makakamdaman siya ng isang tao. Mm-hmm. Naging number one na paliwanag ko sa mga naging student ko before sa Aikido is this. Sometimes you're walking lang, di ba? Tapos you will notice, parang makakamdaman, somebody's looking at me. Parang bakit ganyan yung pakiramdam? Somebody's looking at me. Pag hinanap mo, mayroon talaga nakatingin sa'yo. Tama, di ba? Those things happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you can sense somebody looking.
You can sense it. Oh, kasi sabi nga nila, yung key flow is very strong sa dulo ng daliri mo, in your eyes, in front of your body. So kapag nakatingin ka talaga sa akin, if I am an open channel supposedly, mararamdaman ko 'yon. Kaya nga kapag magkaharap naman tayo, ikinuro kita, yung I point my pointer finger at your face tapos galit ako. For some reason ramdam mong galit ako. Alam mo 'yon, yung kapag dinuduro kita na
pino-project mo 'yung energy mo.
Oo, yun yung explanation doon. Pero kapag naglalakad ka at supposedly open channel ka, I mean wala kang iniisip na iba, may nakatingin sa iyo, maybe you are a hot chick or a hot guy, may nakatingin sa yung chicks, so open channel ka, wala kang ibang iniisip. Oy, may nakatingin sa akin, makakaramdaman mo 'yon, nakikita mo, paligid mo may nakatingin nga. 'Di ba? Pero kapag busy yung mind mo, I mean, papauwi ka na, nagmamadali ka, magsasain ka pa, nag-iisip ka ano ulam, mag-iisip ka bukas, may trabaho pa ako. Yung mga ganong bagay, hindi mo na maririnig sa paligid mo. Mm-hmm. Hindi mo makakamdaman. So, yun yung question. You can feel the chi energy, but you have to be an open channel first.
And I guess that's situational awareness mo, no, Gabay?
Oo. Yun yung nagiging problema ngayon ng mga nagpapakita ng fits of ball of chi na natapon sa ibang tao at nakakamdaman ibang tao, gumugulong-gulong sila. Because they welcome the chi energy. Alam mo yun? Kaya sila naapektuhan kasi they welcome it so much.
So open channel sila basically.
Sobrang open channel sila. Sobrang, tapos sobrang sensitive sila kasi they're actually expecting it. Tapos sometimes, exaggerated na yung reactions ng body nila. Psychologically kasi naka-program sila to do that.
Yeah, basically, so merong parang operation on their part.
Oo, meron na. So, paano kapag MMA fighter yung kalaban mo, ang unang idea is, I'm gonna block this. I'm not gonna let you inside my head, inside my barrier. And once na ma-block mo, I'm gonna go kick your ass. You know, that's the problem now. Diba? So, yun yung number one.
Na yung beyond street fighter. Yan
ay magiging problema ng chi energy for fighting. Madami kwento eh.
It's such a myth, no? Just parang it's more fascinating to me na I mean it's also fascinating na may ganyan, pero it's more fascinating na may naloloko yung mga taong ganyan.
Oh. I don't know what I wanted to say this, pero kasi diba? I don't want to go say something na pwede
makahawa. Yeah.
Yeah, sobrang madaming excuse the term nabibiktima because these people wanted to become a biktima. Gato na lang.
Preparation na rin on their part.
Gato na lang. Go check out the background of those peoples na naapektuhan ng ganyang method. I mean, usually, these people are somebody nagkaroon ng problema. not mentally, definitely hindi psychosis to, but rather they need a group that would embrace them sa family. They would need somebody na they need to belong. Alam mo yun, kasi nangyari sa akin to when I sa isang martial arts na mayroong religious background eh.
Mm.
Actually, other people would say it's an occultism thing na nga eh.
Yeah.
So, ang madalas na mga nakakasama mo doon are they're having problems with their family, they're having problems with their studies, and they need somebody to reaffirm they're okay. Yeah. So, if you would check, I forget the name, there is this studies na rin na ginawa na sino ba yung mga nabibiktima ng mga occultism, sino ba yung nabibiktima ng mga hoax things na ganito na are the same people na yun nga na may hindi stable yung ano, hindi stable yung background.
Parang nagahanap sila ng guru to point their
yes.
way, their lives.
They're looking for a father figure, they're looking for a direction, they're looking for a gabay na hindi ako.
Well, I'm sure they'll be in better hands in your hands, kabay. Mas okay sila sa kamay mo rather than these chi masters, kabay. Diba? I'm sure you'll give them...
Well, hopefully, yeah.
At least, magbabayad man lang sila, at least you can teach them an actual jab, an actual takedown. But in
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Debunking myths, kabay. Mag-segue lang tayo ng change gears lang tayo ng konti. The world has seen how often weak ang Pinoy sa grappling arts, and especially sa MMA, diba? And you having had the opportunity to train in CSW and teach it, and you know, having the Cage Fitness regimen, grappling base with Matthews, diba? Parang, how do you see our improvement in grappling in the sport? How should it parang feeling ko we're falling into specific ano din eh, specific mental or social pitfall na just like somebody looking for a guru, baka iba yung napupunta natin. How should we improve that? Your opinion?
Wala namang question ang gagaling ng mga Pinay trappers eh. Yung mga BJJ players na akin, grabe. Me personally, I don't think I can stand up with some of our purple or blue belters natin na mga sunog-sunog sa ensayo.
Ang dami natin pinag-grapplers, di ba?
Oo, ang kagaling. Baka mamaya, pag nakahuling ko yung mga yan, baka sandali-sandali lang eh, magpipilipit-pilipit na ako eh. Pero the thing kasi is, we should understand na iba ang
yeah.
grappling when it comes to MMA.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, when you're getting punched in the face na, iba na yung game.
Sabi nga namin, if you have 100 techniques, give me a one good punch. Yung kalahati na ng 100 techniques mo, makakalimutan mo eh. Diba? bigyan mo ako ng isang malinis na suntok sa'yo, kalahati ng techniques makakalimutan mo. Oo. Diba? Bigyan mo, pag every... Concept na to eh. Sabi nila, 99% of the fight goes on the ground. It's 100% naman isisimula nakatayo eh. So, kailangan, bago ka humiga. Exactly. Diba? I always tell this to my students. I use mean striking mo. Grapple if you must. Grapple only if you must.
Mm-hmm.
Pero kailangan, striking ka. Striking tayo. That is not taking anything away from grappling. Ha? Kailangan mahusay na mahusay yung grappling mo. Especially dapat magaling yung grappling defense mo, and the only way to learn that is to understand the nuisance of grappling itself. Yun yung nagiging problema. People here right now, ina-isolate nila yung training eh. Iba kasi yung training ng grappling arts, iba yung training ng striking arts. Tapos sabi nila MMA fighter na sila o MMA player na sila.
That's just not true, right?
Very very untrue. You need to bridge the gap eh. You need to understand that there is this movement between the striking and grappling that you have to really, really perfect para maging maayos na maayos yung transition mo eh. Kailangan maayos mo yun. Otherwise, you're just a striker. You're just a grappler. Pero hindi ka MMA fighter. I mean, separate.
Yeah.
Totally separate.
Is it in the transitions that we are weak? Kasi... meron din ako narinig, kunyari, sa States. They have like 5 coaches, diba? And one of them is a transitions coach. aware that we are weak para yung transfer between striking grappling and grappling?
Very ano kasi tayo ngayon eh. I don't know kung dahil ba to sa funding, financial na aspeto, or sometimes I see this as ano din, I see this as Pinoy pride din eh. I mean, how, if you can get, if you are an MMA fighter, sabi ko nga, the ideal setting is, you have a striking coach, you have a grappling coach, you have a strength and conditioning coach, and you have an MMA coach. Tapos, you have this person who can actually make all of these people follow your game plan. As in, meron, or siguro na, siya na yung MMA coach mismo. Alam mo yun, individual skills, tapos sabay isa sa kanila na nire-respeto ng lahat,
mm-hmm.
para kung ano yung game plan niya, susundin na itong lahat ito according sa na magtutugma-tugma sila. Dapat walang ego. I mean, hindi dapat grappling coach ako eh. Hindi mo na kailangan mapag-striking. Kaya natin sa grappling yan.
Parang kailan nag-aaway dapat. Yung tinuro ko sa'yo, yun yung gamitin mo.
Oo, hindi pwede. Mm-hmm. Actually, kung ako yung Let's just say, Japan, kung ako yung head coach at sa isang kalaban, ang idea natin is let's just make sure na hindi mo ako matitake down. And I'll keep you standing up. Dito lang tayo sa ibabaw maglalaro. Dapat nun yung grappling coach nakikinig din sa akin, sabihin sa estudyante niya, ito lang yung aakali natin. Prevent the takedown. Tapos, escape kapag natumba ka. Kailangan mo makatayo agad. Hindi na kita tuturo ang mag-reversals ng mga locks. Ang tuturo ko na sa iyo is escapes. Ang tuturo ko na sa iyo is not to get in down. Yun lang. Tapos yung striking coach, yung striking coach, ang gagawin niya lang, let's play out box para maging harder for the other person to get an access to my legs, access to my upper body, kung direct ko man wrestle na kalaban. So, ganun.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi kapag ang striking coach is a good in-boxer or a good pocket fighter, sometimes it can't be helped na he would try to translate his own set of skill doon sa tinuturuan eh. Pag ganun nangyari, magkakaproblema. Eh, gusto nga natin to stay up eh. Bakit kita i-inbox? Di ba? You may have your own ideas, pero dapat makikinig ka doon sa head coach. Yun yung number one nagiging problem natin. So, ang problema nito, right now sa atin, may mga pumapayag pang coaches na. Sige, I'll help you out without anything nakapalit. Nang walang monetary na payment.
Mm-hmm.
Minsan, just give me a pre-ticket dun sa fight mo, ang good na, di ba? Ganun, ano. Pero, tandaan mo, yung mga tao who does this for a living, they're gonna do this for a living. Hindi mo ito makukuha na lang eventually ng... Sige na, libre na lang. Padala na lang ito ng ticket paglaban to. Hindi natin pwede sabihan itong mga ito na ganun lang. Kasi nga, makain itong mga ito. Kabaho nila yan.
Medyo suspect pa nga gabay na parang ganun lang iniingi. Parang, are you really helping me out? Or, like, ride on ka lang?
Oo, diba? So, ito yung sistema. Kailangan natin gumastos to get the best coaches. Right now, hindi ready yung Pinoy eh. Kung konti kasing Pilipino yung kumikita right now, kumikita sa fighting itself. So, yun yung magiging problema natin. Unless meron tayong budget for that, you will have to settle down para sa mga kung sino lang yung magbo-volunteer at tumulong sa'yo. Kaya kailangan talaga maayos nila yan.
In line with that, Gabay, what can you say about the current state of the local MMA industry?
Well, gumaganda. Ang dami na nating promotions ngayon. Grabe. Of course, URCC has been the longest one. Tapos, siya pa rin yung pinakamalakas gumawa ng ingay sa local natin. We have yung mga amateurs like AFC, the Underground Battle, stuff like that. You have yung mga Domination Fight League. You have... Ang daming opportunity for fighters to start. Ang tanong ko lang ngayon is, is, are these fighters ba talaga, alam nila kung saan yung direction kung gusto nila puntahan. Right now, ang number one objective lang natin dito is to go to what? ONE FC?
Yeah, ONE FC or UFC.
Tapos, what else? Ano ba yung isa natin na ano? Yun lang eh. Yun lang yung medyo, medyo may, may financial reward na, na direction eh. Diba? So, kailangan ma-realize din ng fighters na kung ano yung gusto niya. Tapos, as much as you would like to say that you're just very passionate about fighting, wag yung kung saan makalimutan kasi kapag we keep living on the passion tapos walang financial ano, walang financial rewards, oh trust me, it will all go crumbling down. Yeah. Diba? Kailangan, kailangan mas sustainable yung ginagawa mo eh. Unless you're somebody who's freakingly filthy mayaman, rich, eh hindi, hindi magiging sustainable yung buhay ng isang MMA fighter.
In which case, bakit ka pa lumalaban, diba?
Oo, exactly. Gusto mo lang ba ng ano, ng, ng ego-driven ka lang ba? Gusto mo lang ba ng na sumikat? I don't know if you still find those kind of people. Dati, dati, dami kong alam na ganyan. Wala namang, wala namang, wala namang pera sa fighting. Pero gusto-gusto nakikipaglaban. Yung, makapagkwentuhan lang dati na yung best fighter ng gantong gym, kinalo ko. Okay na kami. Okay na kami dati sa ganyang sistema eh. Di ba? Pero ngayon, I don't think it's... Especially ngayon, na lahat ng gym, magkakaibigan na eh. Mm-hmm. Dati, ang... I must give the props to URCC, ha? Ah. Parang, dati, lahat ng gym na... na nag-i-exist, halos lahat, di man na. Pag sinabing, sa kabilang gym ako, magkalaban tayong gym. Parang, ngayon, kita mo, sobrang dali na pumunta sa kabilang gym and actually... actually train with them nang walang walang issue eh.
So we've diba? Dahil, from the
really so
from
grabe the days. Malaking bagay na yung ginawa ni Utol Alvin. Galing nga, sobrang galing nga nung ano, ginawa niya. You must give him yung enough respect doon sa mga accomplishment na yung LCC.
And is it safe to say then na yung tribalism sa MMA eh wala na?
Andiyan pa? Andiyan pa. Kaya lang mas magaling tayo mag-ano ngayon. Mas magaling tayo mag-hold ngayon ng ano. Mag-hold ng ego in check.
Because of international leagues looking at us like ONE and UFC?
Oo, partly. Pangalawa, okay. Yung hindi mo alam ngayon kung saan ka pupunta. Hindi mo alam kung... How would you say this again? You cannot burn the bridge kasi you'll never know kung kailan sa kakailanganin eh. Alam mo yun, parang walang sense na makipag-away ako kung kaninong grupo. Tapos eventually, oh God, wala na pala akong pupuntahan. Ayaw na sa akin ang stable ko. Kailangan ko lumipat. Pupunta ako sa kanya kaya na binunod ko na yung bridge ko sa kanya eh. Sayang. So you'll mas maayos tayo ngayon kasi nag-maintain tayo ng ano. Nag-maintain tayo kayo ng communication sa bridge sa bawat sa iba't ibang association.
Parang ang gandang story nung ganun na at least nag-improve pala tayo. Pero does that mean, Gabay, na with the lessening ng tribalism, are we more open to critique? Or do we still
open to what?
Hold ourselves in check? Mas open pa ba na tayo sa
open
criticism? Are we open well, to criticism na? Or parang kulang pa rin sa openness?
Alam mo, individual ano kasi yan eh. Individual na mentalidad yan eh. Siguro, ano na din, depende na rin yan sa kung kanino ka nagsimula. I mean, let's admit this. May mga, oo, sa linyada, sa kultura ng gym na napuntahan mo. Although yung mga teachers talaga naman is wala namang balak mag-create ng blueprint niya, it can't be helped na kung ano yung ugali ng teacher at kung ano yung ugali na what's called this the dominant sa gym.
Mm-hmm.
Yun yung ugali na makikita mo doon sa estudyante itself kahit lumipat pa ng gym yan. Pwede siyang mapalit kapitan eventually, pwede siyang mag maglilo eventually, pero manonotice mo yun. I have a few people here sa lab na hanggang ngayon, ayaw sumama sa pictures pag nagpipicture taking kasi ayaw niyang ma-alienate sa kabilang gym na pinag-iinsayuhan niya.
Mm-hmm. Ah, parang secret lang dito. Oo,
ganun. Oo, ganun pa rin. Pero napag-usapan na natin ito before. Eh. It's kind of crazy and I don't know. Borderline stupid na ganun pa rin tayo hanggang ngayon. Diba? Parang hindi pa ba tapos yan? Hindi pa ba kailangan pa bang
i-discuss
yan against the whole world? Oo.
Bumisita lang ako sa kabila, disloyal na ako.
Oo, diba? Kriyonte? Yung ba yung term na ginagamit ng ano?
Yes.
Yung pagiging open for critics, individual na ano na talaga yan eh. Individual na ugali na ng tao yan eh. Depende talaga kasi eh. I don't know. Sana ganun. May tribalism pa rin ba? Meron pa. Sus. You will see people pa rin na mas loyal sila sa team nila. And they would go with you lang kasi kailangan. Pero ako personally, I don't mind that na eh. Diba? Ang number one na sinasabi ko lang palagi is, when you come here, I'll offer you the best that I can offer you. Tapos, yun lang yun. If you wanted to stay, then stay with us. Diba? I'm not gonna ask you to leave your other group. So kung may issue yung other group mo, galingan din nila para ma-maintain nila yung nasa kanila ka. Alam mo yun? Pagalingan lang. Pahusayan na lang ng method para ang usapan magstay sa iyong estudyante. Hmm. That's on the business side lang naman.
What can you say din po about the level of yung development ng fighters natin since 10 years ago in terms of yung striking and grappling ability?
Malaki na. Regular na nga tayo nag-aano eh. Regular na nga tayo nag-medal sa mga nagme-medal or nag-place sa mga individual na event. I mean, sa striking event, yes, we have our stuff. Sa grappling event, yes, we have our own stuff. Kailangan na lang talaga mag-translate siya sa MMA. Alam mo yun? Kailangan na lang siya mag-translate sa MMA. Tapos kailangan na rin lang talaga na yung estudyante is maging physically ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
Alam mo kasi medyo forgiving pa kasi yung ano eh. Medyo forgiving pa kasi yung mga individualized na event eh. Meaning, striking lang, grappling lang. Medyo forgiving pa siya when it comes to na hindi ka masyadong kondisyon, nabawa na hindi overall develop yung conditioning mo. Kasi tawag yan, kaya mong kontrolin yung ano, mas madaling control yung mga factors eh, yung mga variables eh. Pero with MMA, sobrang dami ng variables. Kailangan overall ano ka na, ready ka na. So yun lang. Maganda rin yung strikers natin, maganda rin yung grapplers natin. All we need to do is to make sure that they're ready to face any variables. Dapat the body is ready, dapat well conditioned siya. Dapat they have to understand that there's a difference and understand and actually admit. Yun yung problema minsan kasi. Parang, hindi, kaya grapplers siya. Bagong liga yan, tutumba na sa akin yan, bago mag-grappling yan. Nakakalimutan nila na, okay, yan yung game plan mo. Yung game plan din naman niya, galing ka sa baba. So, dapat, aminin din na sa sarili pa lang nila na may ibang mundo na kailangan kaya mo isagutin yun.
Hmm. And, since na-mention na din yung seminars that you do sa Brawlers Lab, maybe,
yes.
Pwede mo rin introduce yung methods mo of conditioning and coaching our local fighters. Baka pwedeng bigyan mo kami ng brief background dun dun sa methods mo of conditioning and coaching your fighters.
Okay. Most of my people here, galing sila sa ibang fighting group. Isa sa mga pinakamalaking nagtitiwala sa akin dito is yung grupo ng Hitman MMA. Mm-hmm. Shout out kay Bernard Soriano. Bro. Tawag yan, ano. Some of his fighters, pinapadala na dito para mag-anong din ang training sa akin. He likes our system dito. Pag gano'n ang naging setup, madalas ang hinahandle ko lang pag-iisyong conditioning. makikipag-coordinate ako sa kanila kung ano yung actual na game plan nila, kung ano yung plano, ano yung game plan, ano yung expected din ng game plan ng kalaban, ano yung ini-expect nilang strength ng kalaban, ano yung ini-expect natin na strength natin over them, tapos talk about kung gano'n namin katagal gusto paabutin yung laban, what you'd like to finish it early or you'd like to grind them. Saka pa lang ako gagawa ng program for them. Naka-design yung program talaga ng according dun sa game plan na pinlano ng MMA coach nila. So, yun yung sinasabi ko kanina pa na pag dilapitan ako, wala akong choice kundi makinig lang sa kanila. Even though if I have my own opinion sa kung ano dapat gawin, I'm getting paid to execute what they wanted me to execute. Mm-hmm. Diba? So, ganun yung gagawin ko. I will create a program according sa plano nila. Hindi ko pakikialaman yung technicalities, hindi ko pakikialaman ang striking niya, ang grappling niya. All I have to do is, okay, kailangan maging magaling ka sa grappling. I'll make sure na yung mga iso muscles mo malakas para ma-maintain mo yung control mo. Kailangan maging maganda yung base mo para hindi kanya ma-takedown. Alam mo yun, yung ganung bagay. Kapag if you wanted to go stand up and strike lang, yeah, I have to make sure na yung plyo muscles mo, yung mga explosive muscles mo ready to explode anytime. Kailangan malakas ka sumunto kasi punching yung game plan natin. I have to make sure na yung plastic muscles ng arms mo is accessible anytime kahit na during the moment na ubos na yung pakiramdam mo, kailangan na isusuntok mo pa yan. So that's what I do pagdating sa conditioning. Yung striking protocol ko naman, yung workshop ko dito, I designed this for mga fitness professionals. Hindi siya supposedly for fighters kasi right now involved ako sa fitness industry talaga eh.
Yeah.
Actually medyo malalim na din na yung grupo na sasamahan ko. Naging number one na concern namin kasi is we see a lot of mga fitness pros sa mga corporate gyms, sa mga big gyms na they're trying to teach you boxing and kickboxing or sometimes call it Muay Thai. You know?
Yeah.
Na ang itsura nung ginagawa nila is hindi mo alam kung saan nanggaling. As in, really. Man, I will teach you to do boxing. I will teach you to do Muay Thai or kickboxing. Tapos yung fitness is a byproduct of what we're doing. Ang kailangan ko, matuto ka mag-martial arts. Tapos yung pagganda ng katawan, yung pag-ayos ng katawan, natural na produkto yan. Hindi yan yung end game natin. So ganun yung mentality ko diyan. So ginawa ko, I created a program, I designed a program, a system itself na tina-transfer ko sa mga fitness professionals for them to teach their clients. So hindi na ngayon mahirap para sa kanila na magturo. I'm actually teaching them to check paano yung form ng kliyente nila. I'm actually teaching them how to hold the mitts properly and safely. Actually, yun yung number one na concern ko doon. Yung safe na handling ng mitts. Grabe. To tell you the truth, I can still see fighters, in fighters natin na nagta-transition na into teaching. Na grabe, hindi sila safe maghawak ng mitts. Not for the clients, but for themselves. Alam mo yon,
so parang, they're prone to being injured.
Injured, grabe. Paano kung gusto mo pang lumaro, di ba? So yun yung naging objective ng striking protocol. We create this program para for you to teach a striking system na safe ka, safe yung client mo, may resulta, tapos it's easy for you to create progressions. Naging kwentuhan na namin to eh. Merong instances na may isang kliyente daw na nagsisigaw. It's a foreign, Caucasian guy. He was shouting like, What the F are you doing to me? You're just making me tired. Is there anything you bag? Parang ganun yung sisigaw ng kliyente. Parang wala na daw bang bago. Na dito lang dito yung ginagawa natin. Every time I train sa kanya, I train with you. Kasi nga, ano nangyayari? Wala na progression yung training eh. Kasi, ang typical na makikita mo dyan, warm up ka, ganyan. Sige, tapos ka na mag-warm up. Give me 3 rounds of 3 minutes boxing sa bikes. Pag tapos ka na, lapit ka sa akin, ha? Yun yung madalas sabihin sa'yo ng coach, eh. Tapos yung coach, nakatambay sa counter, nakatambay sa isang gilid, may kausap na chicks, may kausap na ibang kliyente. So, lalapitan mo. O coach, tapos na ako mag-boxing. O sige, doon ka sa speedball. Do 3 minutes, 3 rounds. Pagkatapos, balik ka sa akin.
Mm-hmm.
Babalik ka na naman. Pagkatapos din, nakaka-relate.
Oh.
That seems to be, ano, no? That seems to be parang the norm ngayon sa mga, especially sa mga McDojos, and they're proliferating.
Oh, sobrang norm yan. So, pag ganun na ako, okay, tapos ko na mag-speedball, o sige, imimits kita for 3 rounds, 3 minutes. Pagkatapos nun, o sige, 50 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, balikan mo ako pagkatapos ka na. Balikan mo ako, uwi ka na. Bago ka umuwi, pag first day mo, there will be an attempt for the coach. There will be an attempt for the coach na masahihing ka, hiluting ka, stretch ka. That would be the final effort of the coach to make sure that you'll give a tip.
Oo nga.
Di ba? Sobrang degrading pa sa coach. Alam mo yun, parang, oh, grabe ah. Kawawa naman. Samantalang, during those times, during my times, kapag coach, or yung teacher mo yan, yung sensei mo yan, grabe, you will do things for your teachers. The teacher will not do things for you. Ngayon, grabe yung mga coaches, parang ang baba ng tingin ng mga kliyente. Alam mo yon. So, ganun yung really standard. And that's what we are doing away with Roller Slab. Yan yung ginawa namin, inalis talaga agad namin. And I hope sana ganun din yung gawin ng iba na dapat ang tingin talaga ng mga clients sa coaches mataas eh.
Oo nga.
Imagine, these people are fighters. These people are teachers. And these people can actually kick your ass.
Exactly.
Diba? Grabe.
They're imparting knowledge to the clients.
Oo. Sakad naman, their knowledge galing yan sa hirap. Yung sweat, blood, and tears yan. Hindi yan in-acquire ng nakaupo at ni-lecture lang. Diba? So, ganun yung ginagawa ko ngayon. That workshop is designed for fitness professionals who would like to teach strikings.
Mm-hmm.
So, i-bridge ko sila sa striking. Tapos, itong mga martial artists natin na kumakatid naman yung striking protocol, ang binibigay ko naman sa kanila is yung fitness side. Kung paano naman nila i-translate na yung pagod ng estudyante may actual na resulta. Alam mo, kasi hindi lahat ng estudyante kagaya ng mga fighters na would react positively sa pahirap eh.
Yeah.
Tayo kasi nasanay tayo na okay, sobrang pagod na ako. Okay lang 'yan, may epekto. Nasusuka ka na ba? Good. Ibig sabihin, may epekto. O hihimatayin ka na ba? Good. Kasi gumagana yung training. Hindi ganoon ang kliyente niya. These people are very knowledgeable sa fitness. So kailangan yung coaches natin marunong sa fitness. You'd be surprised na meron akong isang coach dito who'd been teaching Muay Thai for the longest time galing sa iba-ibang gym na first time niyang nagkaroon ng kliyente na halos na muntik himatayin. Tapos dahil sumabang bagsak ng glucose ng estudyante, sumabang pagod na, umabot sa puntong the student was nagdilim yung paningin, gising yung diwa, gising yung mind,
yeah.
Pero the student was shouting, Coach, hindi ako makakita, nabubulag na yata ako.
Oh, shit.
Yun yung sabi ng estudyante. Tapos yung coach ko dito, ngayon, napagtatawanan na ngayon.
Yeah.
Tapos na, yung coach ko dito, as in, he was running towards me, goodbye, yung estudyante ko, mamamatay na yata.
Hindi
alam nangyayari. As in, he has no idea what's happening. So, lapit lang ako, check ko yung pulse rate niya, check ko yung, pinahiga ako, inakit ko yung paa, binigyan namin ng sugar sa body, nag-introduce may sugar sa body. I'll give you less than 5 minutes, nakaka-recover yung tao. So sabi niya nga, I've been teaching for sobrang tagal na. First time niya ako na-experience yun. Tapos, nag-panic. Sobrang nag-panic siya. Kasi dati sa kanila, pag sumuka ka, game, that's okay na yun. Kasi nga, gumagana daw yung program. Hindi na ngayon. Ngayon natakot siya kasi yung mga kliyente, medyo mga may kaya sa buhay. Sabi niya, baka mamaya masampahan daw siya ng class or anything. So, hindi na talaga alam paano mag-respond. So, yun yung ginawa ng striking protocol. I'm actually teaching the fighters to teach pagdating sa fitness side. Tapos yung fitness professionals to understand the mentality of the fighters naman. Yun yung ginagawa ko. Gaya ng dati, it's parang yung striking and grappling, I'm creating the bridge lang for them.
Mm-hmm. Yun, yung question ko na napudol sa Araneta noon, yung advice that you would give to people who want to be MMA fighters.
yun, sabi ko niya, don't rush it. Give yourself ample training. Surround your people with really surround yourself with really good people pagdating dito. Those people who have experience, those people who have the insight for this, those people who can actually teach you stuff to get better sa system na to. Huwag mo madaliin. Masakit na trabaho to eh. Di ba? Hindi pwedeng you go through this para sa experience lang. Palagi ko sinasabi yan sa tao na mas maganda palagi yung experience mo sa yung una experience mo is masaya. Para walang trauma. I mean, para you'll get back to it. Kasi kapag traumatic yung experience, hindi mo siya uulitin eh. Di ba? It's a lot easier for you to do it again kapag yung first time mo is masaya. Di ba? Pwedeng hindi ka panalo, pero you give the other guy a good fight for his, a good run for his money. Okay na yun. Di ba? Pwede din na hindi ka masyado nakapag-perform ng according to what you wanted, pero sa mind mo, malinaw sa'yo kung ano yung mga hinulang sa'yo, so you can prepare for the next one. So, importante sa akin na huwag yung mataliin, get your body ready for it.
Medyo sobra na yata tayo sa oras, but very interesting topic.
Ano yan?
Kailangan nata 2 episodes.
Yan.
Treat nyo akong pag-tripan, ha? Yeah, okay.
Thank you so much, goodbye.
I hope may mga nasabi ko maayos na makatulong sa industry. Pagpasensahan nyo na, medyo maingay dito kasi we're running right now, cage fitness class.
Yeah.
Medyo magulo sila ngayon dito.
Yeah. Can you tell us about your programs that you have currently in Brawlers? Basically, what's your anything the upcoming seminars that you mentioned about? Just striking protocols.
This you will have another striking protocol the 17th. It's coming 17th of September. Striking protocol 1 and striking protocol 2. Morning, protocol 1 in the morning, protocol 2 in the afternoon. You cannot get the protocol 2 unless you have completed the protocol 1. Para siyang prerequisite. I think I have several attendees na for this one. So those people naman na merong corporate na gusto yung grupo nila yung i-handle ko, or they have a gym na gusto nila patuhuan yung mga coaches nila, we can do that then. Pwede ko pumunta sa facility nila to handle this kind of seminars. We also have this specialized meat holding. Itong specialized meat holding na to is dinesign naman para sa coaches to understand naman yung nuances ng iba't ibang type of fighters. Merong alam naman natin na meron tayong in fighter, long distance fighter, meron tayong mga fighters tayo naka-bike palagi, meaning palagi nag-footwork. Ang problema kasi is madalas ang coach, ang gusto niyang ituro is yung personal niyang style. Nagiging normal na sakit yan eh. I want them to understand na ikaw coach ka, you have to increase yung possibility ng player mo to win according sa specialization niya, hindi sa specialization mo.
Yeah, exactly. Therefore, you need to see the bigger picture, right?
Yes, palagi. So ngayon, tinuturuan ko yung mga coaches na i-understand yung nuances ng bawat styles, from outboxers to inboxers to pressure fighters to mga long distance na fighters, yung mga outboxers talaga. So nagbibigay ako ng mga drills to perfect yung ganung methods. Specialized meat working, meat handling. Then the last one na pinaandar ko dito is yung MMA ground and pound seminar. I've taught several people here who nuances ng ground and pound. Tawag na namin dito is ano eh, si Sensei Eric Paulson mismo nagsabi, ground and pound is a submission, sabi niya. Hindi kailangan joint locks or chokes as submissions. Sometimes you can make people submit because you're simply kicking their ass habang nasa ground sila.
Definitely, so, I trust Eric Paulson when he says that.
Grabe, ibang level yung taong to. Yun yung hahabulin na ginawa namin seminar. That's the last one. Tapos, meron mga on the works pa, pero saka ko na sabihin yun. What else? We do have cage fitness. We do have cage fitness here. We do have Muay Thai. We have boxing classes here.
Can you tell the listeners about cage fitness? Because few actually, I think, know what it's about. Well, we know what it's about.
Cage Fitness is a conditioning program siya na developed sa US by Matt Hughes together with the company. Kagaya siya ng isang MMA fight na 5 rounds, 5 minutes each. So, parang championship match siya. Bawat round is separated by 1 minute break each. Meron tayong ginagamit na cage fitness bands. Lahat ng mga ginagawa ng mga MMA fighters, dadalhin mo sa bands. We will punch it, we will kick it, we will be throwing it away. So basically, umiikot lang siya sa isang MMA bags. Parang napalaban ng MMA fight. The only difference is, saka yung masayang part, hindi sumusuntok pabalik yung bag sa'yo. Kaya safe.
Yes, exactly. It's actually used by MMA fighters na in recovery, di ba? Yung downtime nila.
So, kailangan nila yon. Kasi ang hirap mag-recover kapag may tama ka actually, di ba? So this is a really, really good way to develop your endurance, to develop your explosiveness. Even yung mga grapplers ko, meron sila, ginagawa nila to dito. We have a few people who's gonna go compete sa Friendship Games. It's coming September 30 sa MOA. So, isa to sa mga ginagamit namin conditioning program to make sure na medyo mahaba-haba yung endurance namin for the fight. What else? Yun. Right now, ang number one, ang head honcho namin dito sa Cage Fitness is si Chael Sonnen.
Yes.
Si American Bad Boy.
American Gangster.
Siya may hawak ngayon ng program. Siya na yung mag-ano. Kasi nga, di ba si Matthews nag-bet off.
Yeah, nagre-recover pa si Matthews.
Sobra. I'm really thankful lang na the guy is really, really okay na. Tuwan-tuwa nga ako nung makita ko yung video na pinadala niyo na he wanted to roll na agad pagkalabas ng hospital. Antindi ng tao ngayon. Although barely recognizable na siya. Ang laki ng pinayat eh. Pero nakakatawa. Tapos if you can see the aura sa face niya, grabe, sobrang aliga-aliga yun na ginagawa na yun.
Parang pinapalitan niya na.
Thank you so much.
Fighter.
Oo, sobra. Ibang fighter yun. Ibang klase yun.
Anything else that you'd want to promote?
Well, visit lang sila dito sa may facility natin. We have this really, really small facility lang dito malapit sa Our Lady of Fatima Hospital. We're along MacArthur Highway lang. Nasa third floor tayo ng isang building dito. Sa taas tayo ng Mercury Drug Store. Roller's Lab. Drop by anytime. We're open ng Monday to Sundays. 8:30 in the morning to 10 in the evening. So the last person we let in sa pintuan is 9 ng gabi. Pag Sundays, half day lang tayo. So, para naman may konting family time.
Yeah.
So, drop by. Tapos, we do have lots of coaches here to handle your needs. Nandito din ako, hands-on ako sa training. As in, I'm a very, very hands-on na tao sa ensayo. You should try our Cage Fitness. You should try our hardcore program. You should try our flashpoint program. Masaya yung mga circuit trainings natin dito. Tapos, please check out mo, yung Brothers Club FB page natin. Paki-check niyo yung page natin. You'll see yung mga activities natin dito. Kung po pwede, paki-hit na rin yung like button. Those people sa nakabisita na, pwede nyo rin i-review yung place. 5 stars! Inuubo yata ako, sorry ha.
May 6 stars pa.
Kung pwede, 6 stars! Teka, masama na lang muna ko eh. Okay lang, just check out the place, give us a good review, tell us what you wanted, tell us kung ano yung pwede may paglikod pa sa inyo. Yep, that's about it.
Thank you so much, Eli.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for having me. I hope hindi ako masyadong nag-run, although alam ko, sobrang dal-dal ko.
Pag kailangan
nyo lang ako lang, just let me know. I'll just give my simple insights kung ano man yung mga kailangan pag-usapan natin, kailangan i-discuss.
They're definitely far from simple.
Thank you very much, people.
Thanks so much. Goodbye for Lales. That was Goodbye for Lales of Brawler's Lab.
Awesome, guys. Thank you very much. I hope to talk to you guys again soon, okay?
Yeah, we'll see you again. We'll see you soon. Thank you.
Thank you, JC. Thank you, Carl. Awesome, guys. Salamat.
Salamat.
Alam. Pamugay. Pugay.
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 Pugay.